While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's LATTICE.com/no regrets.
Hi, what's your name?
Trey. Yeah, I guess they got us at the same table, huh?
Why'd they stick me next to this loser who wore a brown belt with black shoes?
So how are you connected to the...
Who the hell are you?
Yeah, so I had to fly. Not direct. No, it'll lay over in Dallas. So, Love Field. Not to you because I flew Southwest. Yeah, you know, I don't hate Southwest.
You are so dull! We're having to discuss our airline itineraries!
Well, I'm leaving first thing Sunday, but you know, I appreciate all those recommendations of things to do in this Iowa town.
Why would I do that?
I know, it's good catching up. Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, I'll talk to my wife and you talk to yours. Maybe we'll grab dinner.
I don't like you! I don't want to invite my wife to come unlike you.
Yeah, my good. And where are you going again after this?
Okay, I will see you there. Peace!
The Grow Up Tour is coming to way more cities.
It's really growing up.
Just announced pre-sale. My Instagram has all the info, but we are coming all over. We're coming. Baltimore, what's up? I had a black lady DM me the other day. She's like, why don't you come to more urban areas? I was like, whoa. I'm not racist. I'm coming for Baltimore and Atlanta.
Okay.
Atlanta.
We're coming all. Oh, I mean, y'all see the dates on my Instagram. What's up, West Palm Beach, Florida? Texas. We heard you. What's Texas? Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin. We're going to get up to Detroit. Pray for us. We're doing it all. Boston.
Cool.
That's going to be fun. And many more. So go treykinney.com/tour and get those tickets before they're gone. Very exciting. Phoenix.
Oh, hey.
We haven't been to Phoenix in way too long. So the good people of Arizona, we're coming. Direct opinions.
Direct opinions. Phoenix is going to be great.
Yeah.
I remember the last time we did a show in Phoenix, some of my good friends kind of surprises out there. Is one of my roommate's 30th birthday. So he's like, we're going to come to the show and we're going to hang out in Phoenix. They get there and... there was some type of rental car. Like the whole city of Phoenix ran out of rental cars. And
COVID.
Yeah. What are you going to do? And this is my friend Isaac, merch salesman Isaac.
He's come a long way.
He had seen something on TikTok one time and was like, I think I have a way to get us a rental car. And they were like, okay, what do you got? He pulls up in a U-Haul. Genius. Just a huge U-Haul truck. And that was the last time we were all in Phoenix together.
That's right. Just,
that is resourceful.
Oh, yeah, bopping around town. And two of the people had seats. And no joke, by the end of the weekend, he did get T-boned by a drunk driver. And a lot of good memories there.
No, yeah. Yeah.
No. Everyone's okay. Oh my
we
gosh.
Miss him.
Yeah. People yeah. just getting that hot back, like you're sneaking into the U.S. or something.
Yeah. It's cool. We bought a lawn chair from Target. That's when they were still shopping there. And just kind of plopped that up in the back.
Phoenix, we're coming.
Doing it
very
again.
Very excited. Man, yeah, we're going to some of our biggest shows yet. Dallas was really special last tour, so I'm excited to get back there. We got a lot of friends and family there. We still have our blogger friends are there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got family there, a lot of friends. Dallas is the one city in the country where fans show a lot of love. We sell it out, and also like... we both know like 100 people there who are like, can I come? We're like, they actually won't let you in the building. Sorry.
Excuse me.
So if you're our friends, let us know.
Let us know sooner rather than later. Are there any cities on the upcoming leg of the tour that we didn't go to last time? Any new ones?
Oh, that's fun. We're going to Greenville. We played a comedy club there and really loved that city. We're hitting a theater there. Wilmington, North Carolina. Never been?
Ooh, that's a fun beach town.
Is it really?
Is it?
Yeah, I lived there for like a year.
Tucson, Arizona.
Ah, Tucson.
Long Beach, California.
Ooh.
Oh, my car got broken into there one time.
Well, let's go back. Key West, Florida.
Oh, that is down there.
That's just, yeah. Well, that's just like, we're going to do like a weekend in Key West. So I was like, Marcus, my agent, just pop a show on there. So we're doing that.
Convenient.
Then Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, that's I know cool it from the town. Office. Yeah.
And that is Atlantic City.
Okay, plenty of new
Atlantic
cities.
Atlantic City. Have you guys been there before?
It's a, we're gonna play a casino there, but is it? It's just a bunch of casinos and a pier.
Yeah, I went there and watched Miss America when my friend was in it.
Trumper. Wow. Is that the Trump one?
No, it is not.
Oh, it's not?
It is not.
You did the Trump one.
Yes. Duh.
This one, very beautiful. The most beautiful. Pretty tall. Pretty pale. Pretty pale.
Duh, I get a spray tan. I wouldn't go out this male.
No, Katie. Katie's got that mom skin inside protecting the little one.
Yeah.
We're hitting the pool
truly,
this week.
Truly.
So yeah, get your tickets. We're excited. Speaking of Katie threw a heck of a baby shower last night.
It wasn't just me. It was
her and the, okay, give her credit.
And we do it on Tuesday night because it's our small group that we already meet on Tuesday nights. So we just do it Tuesday nights. And it was for, we have a lot of pregnant ladies in our group, actually. We
five.
Have five pregnant ladies. There will be eight babies born in our small group just this year alone.
Okay.
So... we threw a baby shower for two of them last night. It was like...
Right, but we did a baby shower for two of them, and then three more people announced they're pregnant. So I was like, so now it's for five of you.
Okay.
And one of our pregnant girls was like, we're doing another party for me. I mean, some of these pregnant ladies, you get... They used to be really nice to me, and now I'd mess with them. And they're like, shut up.
Throw me a party.
The they hormones
throw
me a party. Will...
They mess around.
Yeah, you don't mess around, but... It was this fun kind of like, we did it out at the pool. So it was this kind of fun, like fiesta theme, because there's this saying that a lot of people use for these parties. Talk about a baby.
Talk okay. about, oh,
yeah, they're always saying baby. That. I see and hear that everywhere. Yeah.
So uh-huh. I got these cute balloons and
every doctor we visited said it.
Talk about a baby. I got these cute balloons and put up a sign. Actually, Derek has a picture of the sign.
Katie did this all by herself, guys. She should be really proud.
For it?
Yeah.
For the baby shower.
Taco about baby.
if you're listening, taco. About a baby. She just spelled about. So big on the wall
taco
of our house just says
about baby.
Taco about baby. And the best part is all the girls were teasing her. And after the party she showed me, I was like, not a single guy noticed.
Really?
Not a single. I didn't even know that she hung up the balloons. I was just looking at the Chipotle.
You know what's even scarier? I feel like my brain was like not really at its finest yesterday. But as I'm hanging these up, I just kept thinking... This saying is really bad.
This is like, dumb.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
make
this isn't
sense.
My fault.
Why does my OBGYN always say this to me? Why yeah. does everyone say this? It's a dumb phrase.
Taco about baby.
I'm like, so this she's is going around with Morocco. She's going taco about baby.
You want one?
What are you? Are you also talking? You wanna, taco about baby?
Who's taco about babies over here?
I mean, I was like, I'm so sorry. And it's even more concerning because I did think, like, this is wrong, but I didn't, like...
You didn't know why.
I didn't know why. I just...
Taco about baby. That's so good.
So...
I mean, there's another Instagram story for you.
Yeah,
once
no
this
kidding.
All comes out. Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, I was proud of a little short film I made this morning on my story. It's expired, but I'll put it in my highlights. It's fun when you start touring. I remember when we started the tour a couple of years ago, I kind of 2 weeks before I was like, oh man, like what do I wear up there?
Yeah.
I guess I need to buy cool clothes or something. So I tried to buy cool stuff and I feel like you find what you like to wear on stage. So my default, I tried cool jackets or this. I'm moving too much. It's too hot. I'm pouring sweat. So I do a light button up, short sleeve, black jeans, maybe cool pair of shoes. That's my
taco about fashion.
Taco about cool. So I take great pride in, you know, getting some cool shirts in the rotation. I wore this shirt that I was pretty fond of. And apparently some people liked it because I got a few DMs about it. Katie even got an email where a woman goes.
An email.
Katie got an email.
Find Katie's email.
My Instagram, if you need to email me, it's on my Instagram.
There it is.
It says questions about Trey. And then her email
name. And that is not what it's about. Yeah,
no. And this woman goes, it literally says, like, where'd you buy Trey's shirt is the subject. She's like, dang. I saw Trey's shirt at a show And it was, I would like it for my husband. So where'd you buy it for your husband?
Wow.
And I was like, how dare you?
I know that had to, yeah, had to penetrate a little bit.
I picked it out. And so, and then I show it, I make a joke about it. And then I'm getting a lot of DMs. People are like, well, you got to link the shirt. So we track it down. Katie and her little like to know it experience helps me out. We find it. It's sold out on several shops. And we find one on Nordstrom, one left. So that'd be funny. Like, hey, here it is. If you want it, one left. Must be a pretty cool shirt.
Yeah.
It's going fast. And then like 8 hours later, it still says one left. So I'm starting to get blown up. Like, no one's buying it. It's a stupid shirt. And the model of the shirt is like, kind of looks, you only see her like nose and down. Mm-hmm. That's an old, if you know modeling, Katie used to model. You pay less. They're using
it's not like full image and likeness, right? If there's no eyes.
But it was I needed more because it kind of looked like a woman.
It was kind of like a Mona Lisa type look.
Yeah,
it really.
And so that didn't help my confidence. But I woke up this morning, sold out. Someone bought it.
So okay,
someone, some guy or maybe big girl is gonna be looking good. It was an XL.
But we didn't get the...
I didn't get the commission.
Yeah.
No commission. I was driving. I drove so many clicks, and I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, right? Should I start linking on my tour shirts? Over 9,000 clicks.
Should I start linking on my tour shirts? Honestly, like, hey, thanks for coming.
That's kind of fun.
That'd be kind of fun.
I think you would really enjoy it, too.
I really would. And then all of a sudden, I'm just tracking down the coolest shirts out there. Let me know, Rectis. I don't know if you've been impressed by my stage shirts, but...
That's actually a really good idea. Because think of, I mean, the amount of women who follow you and the amount of women who want their husband to start dressing nicer... Because I don't think a lot of guys probably have like as good of a fashion sense as you do, but their wives are optimistic that they could have it.
I take great pride in. I've had probably five women of like five of my friends' wives contact me directly. Like, could you just where should I point? What direction should I point them? And it makes me feel good. Like, thank you for telling me. He looks terrible.
That could be pretty fun.
Yeah,
when you start like maybe some of you guys out there are familiar with the Instagram account Preachers and Sneakers. And it was meant to kind of highlight, like, some of these big preachers are wearing some, like, Gucci stuff. Like, what does this really mean? You know, what is this? I liked the idea of you starting an Instagram account, like, comedians and sneakers. But you only repost
just
yourself.
Me? Yeah.
This Trey guy Kennedy, add it again.
Wow, add it again. Jeez, that's expensive. It's linked all
Kith,
up above.
Pima, Cotton, you know, whatever. Like, he's doing it again. Here's the link.
That's great. It's a good idea. Comedians and swag. Riz. Whatever.
Yeah.
Do you need to go feed him?
I sure do.
Okay.
Katie, get out of here.
Get out of here. She's got to feed him so much.
So much. I'll be back. Don't worry.
She'll be back. He's quick. 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
It's not
Man,
bad.
You come a long way. If you have a baby, you know. It seems like eons ago, we had to sit there for an hour. Just like, come on, man. Eat.
Like, just wanting him to like...
Well, they just sleep. And so you're like, I'm like prodding him. Like, come on. As she's trying. I mean, what a grind. How's that? How's all family and for family, man?
Slow eater right now. And
slow
it is,
eater still. How old is he now?
7 weeks now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You're almost out of it. I feel like 10 weeks was when I was really like, ooh, okay.
He's got some neck support, so I'm pretty pumped about that, that you can pick him up without having to...
Right, yeah, that is tough. Yeah, we got some fan stuff. Send us your fan videos. Anything you want us to talk about on the pod, just say hey, whatever, at the Correct Opinions Instagram. DM us. We're checking it out. I got a little voice memo, I guess.
Oh, you know, maybe
she wasn't presentable, so we'd love to see your face, but that's fine. It's fine. She did send a cute photo of her meeting you, Jake, in a cool shirt, I must say.
Oh.
What show was that? Remember what shirt?
I don't remember the show. Maybe St. Diego? I know you can get it at...
my name is Hannah. I went to the San Diego Theater or Civic Theater Center, whatever, last night for your show, and I loved it. It was so much fun, and I just want to say hi to Jake because I saw him. I ran into him in the hallway, and I talked to him for a little bit. But in 2021 at the Riverside Theater, I ran into Jake out as well outside the theater, and I cut everyone off in his line. And just to take a photo with him.
She in a tornado right now?
Before going in to meet you, Trey. And I'm pretty sure you gave me a shout out in the podcast the week following saying, like, I love it when white 23-year-old girls walk up to me and say, hey, I'm a recty. Like, it's a normal thing to say. Those are your exact words. But I've, like, held on to that forever because I would love to have a shout out on your podcast. But, yeah, I love your show. It was so much fun. Thank you so much. Yeah. Bye.
Thanks, Hannah. Thanks for being a recty. Yeah. Hi, I'm a recty. People are like, you're what? You're a rect? A rect? Stop. You don't get it. No, trust me, it's the opposite. It's a very sheltered podcast.
Yeah. Like, I'll be it. Because, I always go to the lobby after every show, and I like saying what's up to podcast listeners, fans, whatever. And, there's like a line of people, and they're close enough distance where they could overhear our conversation. And, people come up, Recty here. Shh.
It's easy.
Just wear the merch, and there'll be like an understood.
Do you have people when they meet you? It's fun. Someone will come up, and they'll kind of, say maybe some just off the wall things. And the next person comes up and is like, I promise I'm not going to do that. Yeah. You're like, all right, easy. They're just... I have to row. I brought what a Derek's aunt. What did she say? She kept chanting America. DM us.
Yeah.
Hit us up on the YouTube comments and DM us on Instagram. What do you think Derek's aunt's name is?
Yeah, there's been a lot
guesses.
Of fun.
See if you can guess it. If you guess it right, this is fun. If you guess it right, I'll give you tickets to a show.
Ooh, that's fun.
If you can guess.
If you think you're going to creep my social media to find her, she is off the grid.
She's off the grid. Not find her.
Not since Waco 94. I had to get out of there. I don't trust anybody.
Come on.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of guesses. I'll go ahead and save you some time right now. Stop guessing QAnon. That's not her name.
No.
We've gotten a lot of guesses that say that.
She tried. The government won't let her change it to that. Don't guess Hillary. She'll shoot
you. She does not like that either.
Keep guessing. Whoever gets it right, we're going to announce it here. So YouTube comments. That's where we're going to check.
Yeah.
Go to the YouTube comments. Derek Sant's name. Whoever gets it right. Gets two tickets to a show in your area.
I will say, in addition to Derek's aunt kind of getting real involved with me in the lobby of the San Diego show, I also had a woman come up and just tickle me from behind.
Oh, fun.
I'd never had that happen before. And, right away, you don't want to you want to be polite, but you don't want to give off a vibe I enjoyed that.
Yeah, you don't want to it. Oh, okay, whoa.
So it's kind of a
says you're the weirdo. It's okay, easy. There's a tiny tickle.
You freak? What are you? Got a fetish for tickling?
Pillsbury Doughboy? Relax.
So I'm just kind of smiling, okay, all right, how about that? And then she's like, yeah, they dared me to. They didn't think I would. I was like, I bet a lot of people here didn't think you would either. That's wild that you did that.
Well.
And then as it started to set in, I noticed my shirt feels wet behind me. I go, your hands are wet, aren't they? Yeah, I just came out of the bathroom. She just admits it, that her hands are wet. And I was like,
yep.
Yeah, I do feel it. It is pretty wet on my side. Mm-hmm. So how about you just go back to the back of the line and I'll chat with you when you get to the front and I won't tickle you and you don't tickle me. She's like, all right. And then I never saw her come to the front of the line. So
she's probably that did not go the way I thought. I thought I'd be like, whoa, hey, we're both zany, funny people.
I'll put my arms up,
do it again.
Woo, woo.
My friends dared me to assault you and I did it. Did you like it?
My hands are soaked. I didn't have paper towels, so I figured I'd use your shirt.
Okay, what's next? What's up? We had a bro send in a video.
Thank goodness.
Just real quick. This guy's wife DM'd us saying he doesn't have Instagram, but he wanted to say something. So, gotta love that.
It's like the mom raising her hand for her child.
Yeah.
Trey, Katie, Jake, family man. Nope. I heard the call. Trey, there are, in fact, dudes who love your content.
My man.
Men who love what you do.
Men.
My wife left a 30-second video where she just told you her name and that we saw you in Baltimore. So I apologize for that. I'm working on it with her.
Why did you pause?
My name
for
is
someone?
Scott. I'm 5'7", 160.
Okay.
Huge Baltimore Ravens fan. I coach high school football.
See you in Baltimore, baby.
If you want to tee off on me, go ahead. But speaking of teeing off, if you come back to the Baltimore or D.C. area and you want to play golf, that would be awesome to play with a fan such as myself. I shoot in the 90s, sober. You probably have to pay because you make more money than me. But seriously, I love all your videos, love all your content, love how you use your platform, and are consistent to your values.
Wow!
Thanks, Scott. That was good. You ever see the Dewey Cox story?
Oh, is that the Walk
John
the
C.
Line?
John C. Reilly Walk the Line
parody.
And there's this whole song where he's like, "What is it? I'm just trying to make out." What you're saying? the whole reminds me of that. Yeah, my wife left.
You a voicemail?
Me a voicemail. Whoa. Yeah, big fan, man. I mean, I don't know. My wife used to watch all her videos. I kind of ignored them, but ever since she divorced me, it's my way to kind of still feel like she's around. So,
so
love the content. I'm short. It's part of why she left.
Yeah, Scott, I think that'd be fun to golf together. We can maybe hook you up with some merch. I don't know if they make it that small of a size.
Yeah. So. We did because people do bring kids to the show. We do have those youth sizes in the,
oh, that's
the Gwitty
true.
Shirt. So Scott, we can get you a Gwitty all day shirt.
Like wake up Gwitty with Pete. We can get you that.
Yeah, man, go golf. Yeah, man, we're coming to Baltimore. So let us know. We'll see what the schedule's like and if we're going to be trying to golf that day.
Yeah, you never know. But
up golf with some fans.
Yeah, that's 90s. Pretty fun.
I love that. We're not trying to break any records out here. So thanks, Scott. Thanks, sorry. Thanks, wife, Scott's sorry. Wife for being with him still and DMing us. What were you going
to
say?
No, that's great. Okay. Yeah, just sorry to Scott's wife. We got another one, Derek?
Oh my goodness. Trey, Jake, Katie, family man, Derek, and Thomas. I didn't realize that my video cut out. And I'm a few episodes behind, so sorry. My episode was of Triggered was that cops pulling people over before 5 a.m. I think it should not be allowed. Just saying.
Like what, the Purge? Four or 5 a.m.?
As I'm in my master's program and need a job while I'm counseling people. So that was my segment of Triggered. And then, the craziest thing I've heard from a client...
we asked that question.
Okay, so this is actually not a client, but this is actually a friend of mine who I work with at Starbucks, and she told me today that her brother used to throw knives at her, like use them, her and her sister at target practice, and then he had a grappling hook and a backpack and attached the two together and put the family dog in there and hung the dog off of a two-story building.
Oh.
Thanks for the submission.
Well, right.
Oh my gosh. That's a girl who is in school for counseling right now. She's so desensitized to any trauma. She just has to listen through it every day.
I love it. Craziest thing I've heard from a client. I'll tell you exactly who she is. She works at Starbucks on the 39th, and her brother's a dog murderer.
I knew you didn't ask. Craziest thing I've ever heard that's also a HIPAA violation? Yeah, let's go ahead. Here's one.
Just heard counseling someone. I don't know. Why do you think you have anxiety? Let's really dive into the childhood. She's like, My brother used to execute puppies. That would probably have an effect. Yeah.
You have anything like that going on? Because that messed me up.
Yeah. What's a grappling hook?
I don't know. For a while, I thought
is that for rock climbing? What is that?
Her coworker's brother was Batman there for a little bit. It sounds like the types of tools that he had. I don't know what a... Yeah, I think I'm imagining a grappling...
Is that like thing where you're like, in all those TV shows? Yeah, you like throw it up.
And it like connects to the roof.
And then you climb up to save the day.
You grapple.
Or you rappel.
Yeah.
Or you hang scruffy. She, no rest before 5 a.m. I like that rule. Because, you know, everyone's obeying the law in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I think.
Before the sun's up, I think that's smart.
A city I'd like to see implement this is Las Vegas. There's an airport there. International airport. A lot of people are probably up early for flights. So between midnight and 5 a.m., just don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
They're up early. Leave them alone.
Don't worry. Yeah, there's a grappling hook in the... It's roof of the resort.
But yes.
Mike, what happened to Vegas stays in Vegas.
Mike Tyson's tiger got out again. It's not 5 a.m. yet. Let it roam. All right?
Let it roam.
Chill.
He's cooped up. So thanks,
for
Rectis.
Real, though. Her coworker's brother is a sadist, though.
Yeah.
That's, he's going to be in a documentary that we're going to see someday.
Yeah.
Just a grade A behavior of a sociopath.
That would mess with you. Do you ever have a look back on something you did as a kid and you're like, man, I wonder if my parents thought I was going to be a serial killer?
Yeah. Serial killer or just like gay and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was doing a lot of just weird things as a kid.
Yeah, that's probably I probably gave up some gay. You know, like, hey, my dad's like, let's really build this birdhouse. I was like, I'm writing stories. I don't know what you can't understand about this. I like the Katie said, because Katie has four brothers. And so she, by the time she had like the third one, she's like, all right, forget it. I'm going to put him in a dress. Like, I don't have a sister. And I guess her dad really didn't like that.
Really?
Like, all right, get him out of the dress. Just so funny.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wish I had a better memory because I'm sure I did all sorts of stuff. I mean, I don't know if I ever looked like a serial killer, but I was just such a weirdo. Mm-hmm. Weird, weird, weird. There's nothing to do in Stratford. So I remember one day I was like, hey, can I go dig a hole? And they're like, what are you going to, you know, like, well, what's this code for? Maybe I did. Maybe it was fresh in my mind. But yeah, I just dug.
Like, I need to develop some character, Dad.
Dug. Yeah, Camp Greenlight. It's outside. And I just dug a hole for weeks on end.
Me and a buddy dug a big hole on the side of this creek, and then you dug out, and then we put a roof on it so you could like crawl into this little hut.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. And then a bad bully in the neighborhood destroyed the hut. And I'm pretty sure I ran home like crying. Like,
yeah.
The hut's broke. I mean, I'm sure they're like, gosh, what is wrong with this kid?
Easy. I used to really be nuts. I guess I was a really big perfectionist. Like as a young kid, like if my parents didn't do something exactly the way that I had envisioned it, like, no, you put the cereal in and then the milk and then the spoon.
Little OCD.
Yeah. And if that wasn't right, I would lose my mind. I'd throw a tantrum. And I think once I started playing sports, then I'm like, all right, now he's.
Yeah. You break a few bones.
Yeah. He realizes you don't make every shot. You miss things from time to time. But yeah, I used to be a freak.
Wow. All right. Speaking of psychopaths, we have a story to react to here. Rexy sent this in to us. Important news. What is that? A woman arrested for soliciting over 19-year-old woman arrested for soliciting over $37,000 with false cancer claims.
Oh, what, like a GoFundMe or something?
What's that video all about? Madison, you can't ever trust a Madison, man. Faked having cancer for months to raise a bunch of money. A 19-year-old woman is in custody. She'd been faking cancer to solicit a bunch of money in donations.
Hmm.
I've always thought about that. That'd be real easy to do. But I guess that's good. They crack down and arrest you. There's this kid who went to my high school. Oh, here we go. Tonight, how long is this video? Oh, yeah, it's good.
Police have arrested a local teenager for allegedly using false medical claims to raise more than $37,000. Officers say 19-year-old Madison Russo stole the money from more than 439 donors with false claims that she suffered from acute lymphoblastic leukemia, stage 2 pancreatic cancer, and a tumor the size of a football. Russo shared her story on GoFundMe and in the North Scott Press. She also discussed her cancer journey as a guest speaker at St. Ambrose University and the National Pancreatic Foundation in Chicago.
What?
But now witnesses have brought forward medical discrepancies, and a subpoena revealed Russo had never been diagnosed with cancer from any medical facility in the Quad Cities or surrounding area.
Wow, yeah, lot to unpack here.
She She came in too hot with the. It's too high of a cancer.
Three different ones. One's the size of a football.
Yeah, she's like, I have a tumor in the shape of an octopus,
and I have the brain of a monkey.
Please go to the go. It's GoFundMe. I'm really
it hurts. It hurts. It hurts.
Oh. Sorry, it's just the monkey. It's the monkey cancer. Trust me, you don't want it.
If you catch me walking on my hands, I'm sorry. It's the monkey brain. Yeah. It's half orangutan.
Yeah. Derek Sant thinks it's the vaccine. Yeah, well, there you have it. Walking on her knuckles. I mean, man, she should work in fundraising. Sounds like she toured the country.
She spoke at the National Pancreatic Society or whatever.
They're like, and the cancer is, you have three kinds, and you said a football. Yeah. It's in on my shoulder, but it's deep in there,
and it's Nerf, so it's not as big as you're expecting. It kind of takes the shape of its container.
If I run really fast, you kind of hear. So, it's a crazy. Yeah, I know it's very rare. It's bad.
Yeah, it's one of those where you can take the tail out. Right now, the tail is in the football, so it doesn't go as far, but you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no big deal.
Please donate.
It's crazy too. Like you got to think. There were people who like question this, but to like actually make the claim, like, hey, I think you're faking your cancer, you got to really have some
proof.
That
does take a bold move.
Because I'm sure there's maybe things like that are like, I don't know if I buy this, but I'm going to do that privately with Rachel. I would never like confront someone, go to authorities like, hey, this woman's faking cancer. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no.
Listen, I've known this girl a while. She's crazy. I think she might be. Everyone knows that a couple people in your life where they're crazy and then just things, bad things keep happening to them.
Yeah.
Like how much. Are they this unlucky, or are they kind of making it up, or
are they seeking it out?
Someone had to know.
Yeah, maybe she's kind of got a history of conning people.
Wow, pretty effective. 19 years old, making 37K. Yeah. I had there's a dude in my high school who apparently was raising a bunch of money for like his dad, like something similar thing, and so a bunch of his friends or classmates felt really bad, and then there's rumors that he just kind of took off with the money.
Dang. What's he up to now?
He is running for U.S. Senate. No, he's probably nothing. probably running around with Madison in prison somewhere.
My best friends in high school, we played baseball, basketball together. They were a year older than me. I would hang out with them all the time. I didn't party with them, but I mean, everything else, I was there for one night. They're drinking. One thing leads to another, and they decide, hey, don't we want more money? Yes. And so they just printed their own. And like they went and got green like construction paper, printed, like photocopied a $20 bill, the front of it, took the back of it, photocopied that, glue-sticked them, like cut it out, glue-sticked them together.
This operation is...
Kind of like crumpled it together or whatever, and then went to McDonald's, and it worked.
No.
Did, it, so, did you ever see it?
I never saw it. Because so this happens on like a Friday or Saturday night. A few of them do it. Like, this is, I can't believe this is working. And then Monday morning, I remember I was in accounting class junior year, and five cop cars show up to our high school. And I was like, what in the world is going on here? And I'm sitting at the table with one of the guys, and he was like, oh my gosh, like, I know what this is for. And I was like, this is crazy. And it's
were they running around all over town?
No, they only, you know, spent $35 worth at McDonald's that one night or something.
How do they even see it's too small a town? Like, how would you even track that?
I guess they went back and maybe looked at security footage or something. Like, where did this come from? All right, this was in the register Friday night. Let's go back and look.
I had one of my really good friends in high school, which we are no longer, but he was this hilarious dude, right? And he's like, Trey, look at this. He like handed me money and it looked so real. He's like, that's fake. I made it. I was really like, what? I don't even know. He like ran through the dryer, like the whole nine yards.
Really?
And he would, I guess he was smart enough to not like go to really public places, but we had a weekly like pizza day in the cafeteria where you just go pay like $3 for a slice of pizza.
Gotcha.
And he would just go buy like two $20 bill, two slices. He'd just make $14 and get free pizza. He did that one. He ended up getting arrested for various things over the years.
Really?
And we fell out of touch. But he was pretty ingenuitive. I couldn't believe how real it was. I remember him showing me.
I can't imagine their stuff looking real at all. I think just luckily the McDonald's employee was...
Gluing things to construction paper. That sounds tough.
They did not end up going to prison, though. I remember it was a long day. You know, these are my best friends, and they're all like, we just looked it up. This is a felony. Like, we're going to go to prison. I'm like, oh my gosh, you might go to prison. That's crazy. And everyone's stressed out. And
was it not that? Because it was only like $30.
But yeah, I think they chose to just kind of like give them a warning. And they did get kicked off all the sports teams. That was a huge bummer, especially when you're a small town, 18 years old. They were like, it was our starting center fielder, our starting shortstop. Like, these were stud athletes. And
wow, good for Stratford, sticking to their values.
They might be the Indians, but they do things the right way.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love that.
I can't say my high school would have done that. They would have still been
playing.
What
was your high school mascot?
The Indians also.
Oh!
And I'm almost positive those kids would still be playing on the sports teams.
If they're good enough.
Yeah.
They're good enough.
Yeah.
I guess in hindsight, you're right. That is kind of, in a way, it sucks for my friends and the athletes, but good on Stratford for at least being like, hey, you broke the rules. Because you have to sign at least in Missouri, there's like a citizenship card, which is like, even if you don't do things that are like illegal, like you have to abide by like certain like...
As any citizen in Missouri,
I don't know. When you're in high school, you don't question things. It's like, yeah, you got to sign your. I don't even know what it's called exactly.
It was. Did you sign with crayon?
Does that sound familiar?
I'm a Missouri citizen.
I don't remember.
Maybe it was our school district or something.
I bet it was your school district.
What in the world did they have us sign? Either way, they kicked him off the team. It was a bummer, but I got way more playing time.
Yeah.
So I was not on the starting five when that did happen. And afterwards, I started my junior year. So it was nice. There we
go. Katie, get a guess. We're running a competition with the Recties. We'll give you one guess. What's Derek's aunt's name? One guess.
Hmm.
Then you have a 3-second time limit.
Susan.
Okay.
No. Pretty good guess.
Okay, I looked it up. This might be a Missouri-wide thing. Misha, M-S-H-S-A-A. I don't know what it stands for, but you know, Missouri State
Students School Athletic Association.
Honorable?
Probably high school.
High school honors. H-H?
M-S, so multiple sclerosis, high school.
High school.
A-A.
Alcohol, hold on.
okay, easy. Yeah. But it says, you must be a credible citizen. Credible citizens are those students who conduct both in school and out of school will not reflect discredit upon themselves or their school. They reflected discredit. They got kicked off the team.
Sure did. Going to be a better citizen. Wow. Missouri has a high standard.
Wow. Good for it.
Yeah, good for you know, it.
Do you think
Mark Twain, Harry Truman,
the schools around where we live, they, do you think they sign that?
Or? Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. All the ones around me speak Spanish, so I wouldn't be able to communicate. You guys know Spanish?
Sí.
Uh-huh. You ever learn Spanish?
Yeah.
How much Spanish do you take?
Me llamo Katie.
How many years of Spanish? My name, Kate.
I took 3 years in high school.
Three?
Whoa.
I was pretty good.
Oh, you have to be pretty good.
I think you're probably the most knowledgeable one in the room.
Did you even have to do it at all?
Yeah. Did they tell you guys this back in the day? They're like, hey, if you want to get into college, you need 2 years of a foreign language.
Yeah. All the,
Why?
I thought you were about to say, I grew up where they're like, by the time you're an adult, everyone in this country will speak Spanish.
Yes, which is, I did hear that.
In hindsight, was a pretty Southern racist thing, probably. They're coming into the country.
The borders.
They're taking over.
Very bad.
Which, yeah, didn't happen. Everywhere I go, I couldn't believe. I went to, they speak English almost anywhere in the developed world.
My
thank goodness for me.
Spanish teacher. Yeah, I feel like I can't speak it, but if I can like get a gist out of like reading it. Like I can be like, okay, this is about.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
Like if it's something basic.
Taco about baby.
Exactly. Yeah. That was Spanish. You don't know that? Yeah. But my Spanish teacher was also a pastor. I went to a very large public school and he was also a pastor.
Was he Mexican?
No.
Or Hispanic?
Mr. Howard.
Senior
Howard. Wow. And he just knew his.
And he was very good.
Every Spanish I ever had was, they were Hispanic. Senora Cruz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No nonsense. She gave me detention.
Really? Yeah. I think that's what I was also jaded about. It was like, not only was I forced to take this class I had no interest in, but also it was my least favorite teacher I ever had in high school. Senior Westcott. Just didn't vibe. Sorry.
Senior Westcott.
Vibe. Vibe.
Vibe. For whatever reason, it was my least favorite subject for sure. I just hadn't, I was like, I already know the one language. And now you can just, I've seen YouTube videos, people going to different countries, just Google Translate, just fire it off.
Yeah, I think, isn't We're Google good. Coming out with some like proprietary like earbuds or something where it like translates for you in real time? Like you're not going to need to know any language. Mm-mm. Not even English.
Yeah, Katie. We should get one for Katie to translate her English into better English. Taco about baby.
Hilarious. Translate it
so I can understand.
Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I actually used proper English instead of
You were too smart.
I was too smart for that.
That's
smart.
A good point.
You know what it reminds me of? I've seen license plates before where they're trying to do something where like the number 8, but like they screwed up. Like it would say like skater, but it would be SK8 and then a T and then an R. It's like, well, the T is already in the 8.
And you did it wrong. Skater.
Redundancy.
Well, that's why we were traveling and this Asheville airport had a lactation pod.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they great. All do. If you look around, they're all in there.
I didn't even see them
because they have to be.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We need to track them down more. And so we walk. It's like, okay, great. Katie can do to be more comfortable. And we walk up. There's a code. And the woman walks by and she goes, "The code's boobs." And it was numbers. And we just kind of look at her. She's like, 80085.
Calculator.
Like, oh, funny. Yeah, I should have known that. Did you get that
I'm
right?
I'm surprised
at the start?
You didn't know that. I
I did a lot of those tricks. What were all the calculator upside down tricks?
Hello, right?
Hello.
Boobs. 4311.
110. That's good, Katie.
You were clearly not an advanced math.
Well, I was such a little nerd. I was like, why would we flip our calculator upside down? We have to figure out the answer.
Rough it.
I don't remember any of the other ones. Oh yeah, those calculators. I mean, those were some
TI-84, man.
Oh, you didn't even have an 89?
Wow. Y'all went 89?
Yeah.
What does 89 do?
That's how she got to Georgia
89
Tech.
89 actually just like does the math for you.
Oh, didn't do anything.
Did you do it all growing up or that was just in college?
That was, I think my senior year of high school, I got one. But yeah, I mean, it does the like derivatives and stuff for you.
Wow. That's awesome.
Dang, I was just 84. Do y'all have those around there?
I don't know which model I had. I don't remember it ever doing it for me.
I remember we found out how to put little games on them.
Yeah.
As a game changer.
Whoa, you like jailbreak a calculator?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty sick.
Did you
ever jailbreak your phone?
I like the idea of it, but I was too scared.
I did it.
Really?
My phone looked crazy a few times.
What do you mean?
You never jailbreak a phone?
No.
Damn, oh, it's like not cool.
Turns your phone into like a computer. I mean, you can like have a mouse. I mean, it just like, I don't know, you can speak to it more.
I don't really, it was some weird thing where you would, I forget even how people did it. I think someone did it for me, but you kind of hack your phone and you can just like completely customize. I think you just like downloaded a new interface.
Yeah,
it just, sure. That just was more customizable. You do crazy colors and download like these like kind of dark web apps of like weird games that weren't on the Apple Store. And
you can make the keyboard look crazy. The apps look crazy.
That was the main.
They're not squares anymore. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're like not squares anymore. TV, like, your texting, which was always, you know, white with blue. You can make it like orange keyboard and tie dye background with like. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. You guys were really bored, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all my friends got kicked off the basketball team. So
yeah, yeah.
Didn't have anything to do on the bus.
We were pretty busy printing money, but they shut us down. Yeah. What else are we going to do?
That's pretty cool.
Okay, Katie's back. Let's do some segments because my new favorite segment. Derek, would you find us a countdown, please?
Last one's pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Katie, time to shine.
Time to shine. Katie, do you have a fun story you'd like to share?
Yeah, it's not a super recent one, but it's a fun story.
And it's a quick story,
thank
right?
You for giving us a timestamp.
It's like a 30-second story.
We need the story. Another segment of Katie tells a story in under 30 seconds. Derek, you ready?
We got ads.
Video. Ad blocker plus, dude. It's nice.
Ooh, is that kind of a...
It's a Chrome extension
I've had. Like a jailbreak situation?
It's like jailbreaking Google Chrome.
Okay.
Honestly, I shouldn't be telling people that because that's somewhat of how we make a living. So
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
All right, Katie, we'd love to hear the story. 30 seconds on Derek's go.
30. 29.
Okay, so I went to me and my best friend Maggie, when we were in college, we wanted to go hiking and camping. So we took her boyfriend's tent. We drove 3 hours, went to a mountain. We hiked. We didn't have enough time, so we ran up and down the mountain. Okay. Truly, like 10, 6 miles running.
A mountain?
We come down, We come down. We get the tent. Six, his one rule five, was don't do four, the tent in rain. Three, and it rained two, on the tent. One, and
zero.
Perfect. Perfect storytelling.
They still have the story left.
It's not physically possible for her.
I mean, the details off the beginning. Okay, so we were in college. It was her boyfriend.
It's amazing how easy it'd be for me to do that. She's got to give you more details.
It's what he said. It rained.
Okay, fit it.
Wait, all right, what else happened?
So.
It's over really the quick, like, nine. She's like, oh my God. Eight, seven.
Yeah, anyway, his one rule was like, please don't get everything wet. We're like, yeah, no problem. So we get the tent halfway through the night. We just wake up and it is flooding into the tent.
Oh, so it's like a torrential downpour.
Torrential downpour. We throw the tent in the car. We just start driving. It was like 3 or 4 a.m. And we didn't have cell phone service, which hindsight, I mean, I'm sure our parents were like freaking out.
Dumb.
We get into cell phone service. Our phones are blowing up. Both of our moms are like, there's a tornado where you guys are.
Oh, gosh.
Don't check the weather or anything?
Nope.
College, man. Y'all, was it like up literally in the woods in a mountain? And you saw one, you just wanted to camp together?
Like North Georgia?
Yeah, we went to like, it was actually in Cherokee, North Carolina.
Oh.
We drove.
Does Rachel have any good friends like that? Like Katie has her, Maggie, she mentioned, really good friends. Like sometimes I'm like, you two good of friends?
Why are you guys camping together?
Yeah. You got to run off deep in the woods together. Does Rachel have any of those? I don't know, man. Like every time they hang out, they sleep in the same bed.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's not.
No, that's not true.
We even had babies on the same day. How do you think that happened?
I've heard of getting on the same cycle.
Sinking up.
But isn't that wild?
We go into the woods to sink.
Sink into the earth.
My blood.
I mean, we had to be synced up to make that happen. So
yeah, that is impressive.
The same day?
Yes. What? You don't?
Trey just learned like, this.
I thought it was like the day before.
It was the same day.
Like that morning.
That afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Good guess.
On and the day I know was February.
No.
28.
No. Did you have to think about that?
Yeah, no. I did the first few times. You don't think about it. I'm like, all right, son's birthday. Oh. Yeah, I remember.
Three takes a minute sometimes.
Okay, what is
after three kids?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. It's okay. He was born like just before midnight on like March 1st. So it was the amount of people who were like, well, if it was a leap year, that would have been close.
A bummer.
Like, almost. Yeah, but it's actually, it's a full year off. So not close at all.
Well, to it. So I think I might've said this on the podcast before. Derek, when you said like three kids, so we had, there's five in my family and my dad did write my brother under me, his birthday is June 3rd. Mine is February 5th. But on a lot of paperwork of mine, it says my birthday was February 3rd.
Oh, gosh. And you're from Georgia, the country.
I'm from, so I don't know any of this information. Maybe that's not even my birthday. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Okay, we have an update there. So let's get to the segment. Long Shot, brought to you by Long Drink.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Every person I give a long drink, they take a sip. They go, wow, what is this? It's so good.
Talk about it.
It is a delicious alcoholic beverage. You've had seltzers before? No, this is way crisper. It's nice. Canned cocktail, crisp, citrus flavor. And go to thelongdrink.com/tray to find where it's at. They've got it almost all over the country now. They have different flavors. This is their original. They've got a low-cal. They've got a cranberry. They have a stronger version. Strong drink, what I like to call it. And I don't know. It's like I drink in the summer. I think it's like I love seltzers. This is better than seltzer. I drink this.
Everyone on tour has been loving them.
Yeah, I got it on the rider, rider. So every venue, they got to give me some long drink.
Alan's a cranberry guy. You know, everyone's got their favorites. Mm-hmm. And yeah, take it from me and Rachel, who never really drink at all. You know, we're kind of the margarita type alcohol drinkers. And Rachel went on a bachelorette party this past weekend. And she goes, I had a long drink. And I was like, they're pretty good, huh? She's like, they are. They were really
refreshing.
Good. Refreshing. So yeah, we love them.
So check it out. Go to thelongdrink.com/tray. Go find some, go get them, tag us, let us know, and cheers. So, Long Shot presented by Long Drink. Katie had a long shot of getting Thomas's birth certificate correct.
To get a passport.
Any time updates? For Canada? Because yes. A month from now?
Because yeah. They thought you were from the Republic of Georgia instead of the state.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, update is that it was corrected in the system.
Okay.
I'm no longer from the country of Georgia, sadly.
Dang.
So I'm waiting now. The new birth certificate should be arriving today. They sped up that process to get it to me.
Oh, okay. That's pretty solid.
But we're still waiting on maybe the hospital like reimbursing me for the other ones because I paid a bunch of money to get a bunch of birth certificates that said I was from the country of Georgia.
Okay.
So
how much are birth certificates?
I think I ordered five and it was like $90.
And you're sure it was the, remember when you ordered a passport a few years ago?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was like US-passports.net.
I didn't order.
It was right at the end. They took $40 from us.
They for sure did. And
I was right there with you. I was tricked too.
It was kind of like a dumb
panic. How's that site still up?
You found it?
No, but that's crazy that site exists.
Right.
Right. I don't know. It was pretty.
You
talk about two clueless kids who never went before. It looked pretty legit until we got to the end and I go, wait, Katie, I don't.
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense.
And I've done a passport before. I don't know. I think we were like trying to do it in a rush. And anyways, all my information, social security, everything is out somewhere on this website, but all good.
Can I ask why you got five birth certificates?
Well, just in case like you lose it or something.
Yeah,
so,
you return two of those, please?
You do.
Just to have five copies, like keep one at home, one.
Well, so like you need it for like when they start school or like I have to mail it off to get the passport. And I figured just throughout life, like I went ahead and ordered a bunch so that like we could just have them and then.
Okay.
You know.
That makes sense. It's five the exact same.
Do you have yours?
Yes.
I don't have mine.
I assume mine's with my parents. I've never seen it.
My mommy has it.
I mean, maybe you should. Guys should get it.
Why do I need it?
Well, we definitely have. I don't know. We probably had yours for your passport or something.
You think it's like a backup, like proof of identity. If you don't have, like, like Rachel used it recently, I think, because she didn't. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Long Shot presented by Long Drink.
I've got a new Long Shot.
Mm.
So we somewhat talked about it a couple episodes ago, but Rachel and I's honeymoon experience was like, it just didn't meet a lot of our expectations with how much money it cost. It was remarkable. We had all these bugs in our bed. The shower flooded. It made the room smell awful. There are so many things we were promised, weren't available. And so as
did you like, hey, you need to fix this, or are you all both too nice and you're like, let's just,
it's not even like I was
take
like
a bath in the shower,
people pleaser. It was like it didn't even cross my mind to like complain, which is maybe a good thing that I don't think that way. But anyway, as I've been talking about this more, I've been getting a lot of feedback from people being like, you should like try and like take some action. And I was like, once again, didn't even cross my mind. But let's do it now.
Okay.
So I'm going into full like attorney mode right now. I am, as we speak, I am building a case and I am ready to like fight Sandals, Emerald Sandals. Bay, Bahamas. And my long shot is that the full long shot would be I get a full refund on my honeymoon. That would be quite the long shot.
Okay.
But I think realistically, maybe get a couple $1,000s back or so.
Okay. Do you have proof?
So that's the thing. I'm trying to do as best I can. We didn't like take photos of the shower flooding because it was like panic mode. Anytime something's flooding, it's like, go get towels, you know, go do this, get this off the ground. Didn't think I'd be building a case against them. So trying to take any kind of proof we have with us. And so, yeah, I'm just trying to build this case of like, hey, here is, I like, I'm reading through their terms and conditions. I'm looking over their website, I'm looking over their app and seeing any discrepancies and like what they offer versus what was provided. And it really feels like I'm becoming a little lawyer right, boy.
Let's practice. You're going to call them? Get on the phone with them?
I think this is a strongly worded email.
Strongly worded email that we get on the phone. Say, yeah.
Mr. Triplett. Email because you need it in writing. Go on his back.
Mr. Triplett, we got your email. So.
I'm going to pause you.
That's a Bahamian accent. Mr. Triplett, we got your email, man.
Okay.
It's close to Jamaica.
Okay.
And you'd like a full refund?
Yes, I would. The way I see it, it's basically just a case of false advertising. You make numerous promises in your all-inclusive resort, and many of them were not met and not even close to being met. And at no point was I offered a refund. At no point was I given an apology. I didn't even get an email going into the trip saying, hey, you know how we promise you 11 restaurants? There's only going to be about 7 of them. And one of those restaurants is a pizza warmer that's not even available that often. And then the other restaurant just serves weird ice cream with peanuts in it.
I'm sorry all them things went wrong. But I talked to the boss man. Our answer is no.
Okay. Okay. Good back and forth. Crap.
You know, right? I feel like I've done that before. And it does sound like you had a really bad experience. That sucks. I'm sorry for you guys. But it's like I think I've talked about when I bought a car. I was like, I'm going to say this, this, and that. I'm like, how about this? You're going to really lower the price of this because that, that, that. And they're like, we're not going to do that. I was like, I'll take it. You know, deal.
Deal.
It's just like, you got me. Yeah, I don't care that much.
The feedback I've received from other people is like, take it to your credit card company first.
Yeah.
Tell them.
Like legally, they didn't fulfill.
They didn't do what they said they were going to do.
Hold this chart. Yeah.
And then let the credit card company fight with Sandals. So you give the credit card company the proof as much as you can, and then let them fight it on your behalf. Because from what I've heard, like a lot of these credit card companies, they take pride in being like, hey, we're the best at getting your money back if someone wrongs you. Like we're better, like, hey, at Chase, we're better than those guys at Wells Fargo. Okay. We'll go and fight for your money for you.
Fun. Well, excited for these updates. Yeah, I have a good buddy, Zisman, who he takes real pride in just, he's like so organized and just goes through his credit card statement. And he loves to battle the doctors. Because if you don't, they'll definitely hit you. And he'll just find like, they charged me like $70 for this tiny little pop-in, and he'll spend hours just fight credit card company, don't pay him, shut it down, I'm gonna talk to the doctor. And he takes great pride in being like, and they got half my money back, you know.
Really? Yeah, that's not how I'm wired, but this is one big purchase, so
you
let's
can
do
take
it
advantage of me for sure. Okay, well,
I am a sucker.
Best of luck. That was Long Shot, presented by Long Drink. Thank you very much.
Stay tuned.
Okay, we've been grinding. We're pre-recording this a little bit. King and I are about to hit the road, little road trip, I think. Derek, do you ever do this? We're doing like a week-long drive to a couple different cities to see numerous family members and friends.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. And it seems like every parents with a baby is rite of passage. You get to the point, we're confident we can cart around in a car for hours. And you just stop and see a bunch of people.
Yeah, we're going to see like it's all like of his family, all of my family, friends.
We see one of my good friends.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm seeing a couple of my good friends who are also dads of babies. And I went to college with these guys. They're in Oklahoma. I see them, you know, not super often. And it's just, it's like one of my first nights out with like us three dads. We're just, we've, for like 6 weeks, we have this planned. Every week we text Can't like wait. 4 weeks from today. It's just like a dinner and like a drink. But we're like, we're going out with the boys.
That's pretty fun.
Dad's not out. Yeah.
It's funny. It's like you act like you like don't go
stop.
Out like,
every other weekend
for four days in a row.
Yeah, just for the weekend at a resort and casino.
Yeah.
Katie's a really good mom.
Oh, you never get out. Yeah.
She's a really good mom.
You need
a,
this.
She's a very good sport, and she's like, you know, I'm not gonna hold over your head. Your job is also fun, and that's fine. But there's still moments it gets to her. She's like, you're just out running around, oh, playing blackjack on a boat. I'm nursing him eight times a day. I was like, I don't know. What are we supposed to do? We're in Fort Myers, Florida all day.
Yeah.
So
that's gonna be a fun vacation.
But
no,
get your tickets, really Charlotte. Well, that'd be Charlotte. Oh, by the time this episode comes out, it's okay tomorrow. Yeah. Charlotte tomorrow. This weekend we have Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta. We're playing the Ryman in Nashville. All three of those shows are just about sold out. So get tickets, sell them out for me. And those are gonna be Katie will be out.
I'll be at Nashville and Atlanta. Oh. Super fun.
Can't wait. We got a special surprise for the Nashville show.
Cool. Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
She coming on stage? Garth Brooks?
Taylor Swift. Garth.
Who else lives in Nashville?
What?
The Chicks?
The Chicks?
Kid Rock?
Lady. Kid Rock. Yeah, Kid Rock.
Lady Gaga?
Don't tell Derek Sant.
Lady Gaga?
One of those,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so I'm so excited for that. That's one I've been looking forward to the whole time, so.
And this prize is also not me and Thomas on stage. That's not it. I know that's what you want. But that's not it. So, sorry.
How do you think he'd do? Because we should get a cute little pic on stage as a family one time. Do you think he'd behave or you get out there and woo and he just wah?
I think the screaming probably would scare him. But the initial like on stage, he'd love the lights.
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
But yeah, if you just kind of tell people, hey, let's not scream.
Yeah.
We're just going to walk out here.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
But the screaming would probably send him, yeah.
It'd be funny, like somehow I get confused. I'm supposed to announce you up after I'm done. All right, now he does get a little scared. Don't yell, don't scream at him. But next up is Trey Kennedy.
Yeah.
He's come out there to no one. Oh, sorry, that was Thomas. Shoot.
Just hear outside say, don't look at the lights, Trey. Don't look at the lights.
Don't get too distracted by him.
Come on.
You'll be all right.
Very excited. You got a lot of people in Nashville?
Somewhat. So. Yeah, I think I'll have friends at every show this weekend. So it'd be good. Good to see them.
Fired up, man.
Be very fun.
Cool. Well, yeah, guess Derek's aunt's name.
Let us know that. Get yourself a long drink and get the new ticket, the pre-sale.
Yeah, pre-sale. Code grow up. Almost positive. Need to double check. But you can figure, you guys are smart people. It's on my Instagram. Thank y'all. Love you guys. Subscribe, all that. We'll see you on the road and talk to you next week.
Correct opinion. The correct.